Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second, the center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third, the DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth, the catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the California Angels, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second, the shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting third, the third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth, the DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting ninth, the catcher, Tom Donahue. Pitching for the California Angels, Bruce Giesen. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page takes first base on ball four. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Rudy moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Keeson Henderson moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Murphy moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Murphy scores. Page moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Donahue and he is out, Lansford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson bunts towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Page takes first base on ball 4. Jim Barr now pitching. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Revering reaches second base with a double. Page goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Gross reaches second base with a double. Revering scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gritch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gritch moves to second. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-1 in the game. Donahue strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive towards short. Guerrero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and has Picciolo trapped. There's the throw to Lansford, who throws to Patek, who tags Picciolo for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to third. Rudy moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Page strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Mickey Klutz now playing third base. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-2 in the game. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field. Armas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Armas. Patek moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Angels nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Page strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens strikes out. One out. Larry Harlow pinch hits for Tom Donahue. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and California Angels, 0. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.